Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 15. And before I get started on that, I want to acknowledge one of my reviews that was left on the Apple podcast. It is from the Vertical Relationship Show, which is, her name is Malia. And she is basically a relationship coach. She helps with goals, dating advice, Christian marriage, and she's an author. And this is what she left on my review, and I'm so blessed to hear this from her. It says, I can relate so much to this podcast. I love hearing the truth. I'm all about it, sister friend. Thank you for such relatable topics people need. Looking forward to listening to more. Thank you so much at the Vertical Relationship Show. I really appreciate you leaving me a review. Guys, if you have not listened to her podcast, it's amazing. It covers everything from relationships to goals to dating to marriage. She's actually an author as well, so make sure that you go follow her as well. I just love how we support one another, so make sure that you just hop on her podcast as well. Those reviews really help us to have people tune in, receive some valuable information that could be life-changing for them. So make sure that if you're listening to this podcast today, leave us a review. We would love to acknowledge you on our episodes. And we are so grateful for people that are tuning in and want to know, like, what's happening after listening to one of our podcasts. What did it do for you, and how did it help you, and how can you forward, you know, pass it forward to someone else that can benefit? Or maybe somebody has come to mind on after listening to one of these podcasts that, you know, oh my God, so-and-so would love this. Send it to so-and-so. It really helps us, and we're so grateful. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started to episode 15, and basically today's topic is going to be talking about discouragement. I've titled it, How Are You Dealing with Discouragement? You know, a lot of times there's seasons in our life where real discouragement really kicks in and can really overtake us like a smothering blanket right across our hearts. It's like this plague that breaks out, and at any moment it jumps on us and just kind of ruminates for the remaining of the day, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, sometimes years, and can even turn into depression. You know, have you ever woken up in a funk not knowing, why do I feel this way? Or what's going on? Or has there been certain situations that are happening in your lives today where you feel like, when am I ever going to come out of this situation? Is this ever going to get any better? You know, this plague of discouragement can really come from different places like relationships, discord, things that are eating away at. Even from worry, we can worry ourselves to death. And what's crazy is that we can't even change the situation, no matter how discouraged or sad or worried we are. It doesn't change anything. And so today, I want to really give you some tools that you can begin to apply to kind of help you go through whatever you're facing or that place of discouragement that you may be in. So let's say, and let's play this movie right now. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you had a family member that has had COVID and either passed away or is in the hospital. A lot of people are losing their jobs because of the whole thing with COVID, because they've downsized or just kind of closed the doors until they can get their organization according to the CDC guidelines. I remember even bars in downtown Orlando closing, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a lot of people without work right now. And I remember that season and how hard. And then it's really hard to come back once you open the doors to kind of recuperate whatever money you've lost. So you can see how discouragement can really sit in into our hearts and our minds. Or let's say if you are a religious person or Christ follower, even let's say you've been faithful in what God's called you to do in your life, you seem to just kind of remain here while life is happening around you. So let's say, for instance, like for me, there was a season where God had me in like this waiting room, and it was so discouraging watching everyone move forward and me just sitting here and just waiting on, when am I ever going to get out of this season? So are you in a season today that's causing you to become discouraged, to become sad, depressed, that you're angry about, or had this expectation about, at this certain age of my life, I should be here, and you're not? How do you deal with that? Well, maybe you're giving up. Maybe you're feeling so discouraged that you feel like it's taking the life out of you. Or maybe you've quit. Maybe you're like, I'm not going to pursue those dreams. I'm done with that. Or I'm no longer going to wait on God. I'm done with him. Or maybe I'm not going to take other people's advice. I'm done with them. Or I'm just sick of myself. How many times can we get sick of ourselves? Like maybe we're hard on ourselves, or maybe we're going through something that we can't seem to get out of. And we have these habits that we do, and we can't seem to get out of those habits. And we become frustrated at ourselves and discouraged that, will I ever come out of this? Will I ever change? And then you continue to beat yourself up and just say, life wasn't supposed to be this way for me, which that in itself causes discouragement. So what do we do with that? Where do we go with that? Sometimes life can involve such heaviness and being in that dark place, wanting you to just quit. Isn't it just easier to just give up and not fight? Maybe you're in that season of just, you're losing the fight. If one more thing happens, you're done with whatever that is. One thing happens more in your life with a job, family, your marriage, one of your children, you're done. Or maybe you don't have family that you can run to. And I can relate to that because a lot of times, like my mother passed away in 2007. The relationship with my stepfather is not the best. Like, I don't know how many years it's been since we've talked, and that's not by my choice. But who do you run to if you feel like you don't have that relationship with your own family? Honestly. And that in itself can cause discouragement. Even like Father's Day came, and I thought to myself, who do you acknowledge on Father's Day besides my husband? And I know that God has brought spiritual fathers, and I'm so thankful for that. But then you really start to think, and you see all these things about Father's Day, and people acknowledging how great their dad has been. And it does bring discouragement. It does bring like, wow, I don't really have that in my life. And so what are those things that cause you to be discouraged, and what do you do with those? Or where do you go when you're feeling that way? In today's topic, I really want to help you with some of those things and give you some practical tools that you can begin to apply. I also want to validate you, that you have permission to be uncomfortable and being discouraged. I'm not sure what you're facing, but I'm sure whatever it is, it's got to be hard. And being in that space, I want to validate that, but we're not going to remain here. I want to teach you that even in the midst of your discouragement, maybe to take some time and look at your situation. Tell me what you're thinking, what emotions you're feeling, and the behavior that you're now acting out on. So one of the things I want to introduce to you today is the cognitive model, or what I like to call the CBT model. And if you've ever heard of CBT therapy, I love CBT therapy. Basically, CBT means cognitive behavior and thoughts. I do believe that a lot of things that happen in our lives comes through our thoughts, even though situations happen that are out of our control. But it's the way that we think about those situations, the way that we allow those emotions to take place, and then how we act on those life experiences. And so today I want to teach you a little bit about that CBT model. So what that looks like is, I want to ask you, whatever situation that you're in, how does it discourage you? What is that situation? What are your thoughts about that situation? What are your feelings as a result of your thoughts? And what and how is it acting out in your life? CBT is basically based upon the idea that how you think determines how you feel and how you behave. And I want to give you some of those practical tools today that maybe can help you kind of work through some of that discouragement that you may be facing. So let's say something happens, it could be anything. Then you have this thought about what just occurred. Then you experience these emotions based upon your thoughts. And then you respond to your thoughts and feelings with some type of behaviors. So let's say somebody yells at you while you're on the street or walking or exercising, right? Then you think to yourself, I must have done something wrong. Then you feel embarrassed and or you're upset with them or looking at this person like, why the hell are you yelling at me? Then your behavior may be that you either apologize or flick them off. You replay the situation over and over in your head, trying to understand why is this happening? What went wrong? Whatever those behaviors are, you may slam things, you may cuss, you may go have a drink to make you feel better. It's really based on your behavior. With this example, the thought wasn't really rational, right? The stranger that may have just cussed you out for whatever reason, maybe they're going through something, but yet we internalize it for ourselves on that situation. One of the things that has always been challenging to me is when a friend or let's say a supervisor would say, hey, I want to meet with you and need to talk to you about something. And let's say it's like 2 days away, right? So that's the situation. The thought becomes, I wonder what I did wrong. I wonder what they want to talk about. The emotion becomes that I start to have anxiety, that I start to lose sleep, or I become restless. I'm wondering, what are they going to tell me? So those are my emotions. Then the behavior is that now I'm on the defense and thinking, do I need to prepare myself something? Do I need to be looking for another job? And so do you see how these things can kind of play out in our lives, but we can really work through them if we decide to use this cognitive model. As humans, we have all these irrational thoughts like this, and unfortunate, irrational or not, these thoughts still affect how we feel and how we behave and how we act out, seriously. And then let's say if I had that meeting, right? And the meeting didn't go well, they're addressing my performance or something they want me to improve on, then discouragement can really sit in and then those thoughts start again, like, oh, you're such a failure, you could have done this better, or why didn't you try harder? It's like these avalanche of effects that do affect our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and we have to be careful with that. Even with whatever you're facing today, I want you to look at that situation. I want you to grab a piece of paper, or when you have time, really look at a situation that you may be facing and then write your thoughts about that situation. Write your emotion. What are the behaviors that you've been doing? So let's say with my situation, I would probably say, God, that supervisor is such a jerk. And then you're angry about whatever they addressed. And then your behavior begins to like, what's the problem? And you become defensive. It could also be this side of it. They must be having a bad day. I'm not really sure how I feel about all of it. And you kind of just brush it off and keep going on with life. Using this kind of model can really help you to identify your own patterns of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. You really come to understand how your thoughts shape how you feel and how they impact your life in significant ways. You know, once you become aware of your own irrational thoughts, you can learn how to change them. The thoughts that once led you maybe to depression or anxiety or even anger will now begin to be replaced with new ones and healthy alternative thoughts. Then you can be in control of how you feel and your perspective of that situation that you're facing. And then you may say, well, Sandy, that sounds great, but when I'm going through it, I forget to remember. I forget to give the tools that you give us. I don't know what I'm doing. Or if there's something that you're facing that is extremely hard, and you're in the midst of all that. You're in the midst of, let's say, for instance, someone loses their job, right? And like even with the COVID that happened, a lot of people lost their jobs or were put on a furlough. And then now you're having to figure out how are you going to regroup and get those finances back. If you don't have a savings account or you really were living paycheck to paycheck, this has now hurt you financially, so you have this burden of figuring out, how am I going to get ahead? And it can become discouraged because you're limited on your options. Let's say that you have a family and there's certain hours you can only work, or you're a single parent and you have to be home for your kids at night. How do you figure all that out, right? It can lead to discouragement and depression and anxiety and anger. And so how do you work yourself through that in the midst of what you're going through? And that's what I really want to help you with, is in those moments that are just feeling like, I just want to quit, or it just feels so dark that there's no light of where you're at. I want to encourage you today that it's okay to feel it the way that you feel, but maybe finding a different way to look at that perspective. Because, you know, like I said earlier, where you worry, when you become angry, when you have anxiety, does it change your situation at all? If anything, it just has more of a health effect on you. And you may not even be pleasant to be around with when you're acting out that way, when you're isolating yourself, when you're going into a state of depression. And so I want to encourage you and just really validate, give yourself permission to be uncomfortable, but let's not stay there. The key is not staying there. You know, a lot of times in our lives, things happen that are out of our control. And I think I've shared this in some of my podcasts where in 2007, I had lost my mom to cancer. Well, prior to that, about 4 years prior to that, God had healed her of cancer and it came back. And so I thought, I'm just going to use what I know, prayer, having a community of support that are praying for me and are alongside me, and it's going to be great, right? Well, that wasn't the case this time around. My mom was given 6 months to live, and she had cancer in her breast, her bones, her brain. It had really been like a plague that took over. I hate cancer, guys. It was a really hard season to hear and watch her X-rays show all this white, and all the white indicated that there was cancer everywhere. And hearing the words that your mom has 6 months to live, and hearing the doctor tell me, and my mom being in denial that that's how much she has to live, that's how long. So being who I am, I thought, let's get chemo, let's do what we've done, let's do radiation, let's do all these things. And my mom looked at me and said, I want to live my best life for these last 6 months. And that was like a bombshell in my heart, because God had just restored our relationship. And I thought, I just got her back, and now she's dying. And then when I started to see, the more and more I prayed, she wasn't being healed of cancer. The more and more I would pray and she would wake up and recognize that she was still here on earth, she'd get mad at me and look at me and pull off her oxygen tubes and say, why are you still praying for me? I don't want to be here. And knowing in my heart that I was getting ready to face something going to be really hard, of having the loss of my mom, not being prepared. And 1 month before that 6 month line, I found out I was pregnant with my daughter. And her looking at me and indicating to me, I know you're going to have a girl. And me just thinking like, you're not even going to be here to enjoy my daughter, to enjoy your granddaughter. I found myself just becoming angry with God, thinking, how dare you not heal my mom? That was the event or the situation. And the thoughts were, was I not praying enough? Was I not a good enough Christian? Have I not done enough deeds or good in life that you can't heal my mom? My emotions were that I was so angry, I went into a state of depression. I was upset with myself. I was upset with others. Whenever I would even hear that somebody was healed of cancer, I was just like, oh, they must have done something to have favor with God, right? And then I started to just act out, and I went into isolation, and I didn't want to talk to anyone. Then when my mom passed away, that's when it really hit the fan. That's when I became where I was just angry at God and angry at Christians, didn't want to hear about God, didn't want to hear about, oh, she's in a better place. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I want her here with me. In my own selfish ways, wanted her to live life with us. And as the months went by and I started to see the way that she was transitioning out into a new season of her own life, it was so hard because I just wanted my mom. And so I'm not sure what you're facing, or if you've had a loved one that's passed away of cancer, or maybe someone is going through cancer right now that's listening today. I'm not sure what you're facing, and I can't say I can understand, because every situation is different. But I feel like I can relate to you. When those hard situations come into our hearts and our lives that interrupt life, we're not prepared for it. And we become discouraged, and we become angry. We begin to lose hope. And I remember I went through 3 years after my mom passed away of depression, of not wanting to speak with no one,
It was the hardest thing. And I was even trying to prepare of having a baby. And it was one of my hardest pregnancies as well, because I'm sure my body was responding to the stress and the grievance of what was going on. And at one time, I thought I had lost my daughter. And then I had to really just take some time away and just really reflect and really talk to God. And I don't know if you're a Christ follower, but I also want to acknowledge this space in our walk as a Christian follower myself. It's okay to be angry at God because he already knows it. He already knows our life. He's already set out our life. I hear a lot of times like, oh, you can't be angry at God or God's not going to forgive you for this. That's not true because I myself have lived that. I was angry at God. Guess what? He was there every step of the way. And my perspective began to change because even in those darkest moments, I knew I was not alone, but I did not know how to deal with the grief of my mom no longer being and dying at such a young age. My mom was in her 40s. So young. And I thought, I have an opportunity to have a girl. I always wanted a girl. She was my last child. God gave me a girl. And my daughter's name means God of life, and it was God that gave me that name. So even in those discouraging moments, God was there, and he brought life to me yet again. And so I don't know what you're facing today and what has you so discouraged, but I don't want you to stay there. Learn from me. I was parked for 3 years. I was parked. I was angry. I wanted answers. I was bitter. And then I had to come out of the dark. There's a song that's called Coming Out of the Dark by Gloria Estefan. And here are some of the lyrics. Why be afraid? I'm not alone. Though life is never easy, the rest is unknown. And up to now, for me, it's been hands against stone. Spent each and every moment searching for what to believe. Coming out of the dark, I finally see the light now. And it's shining on me. Coming out of the dark, I know the love that saved me. You're sharing with me. Starting again is part of the plan, and I'll be so much stronger holding your hand. Step by step, I'll make it through. I know I can. I just love it. So I want to encourage you to listen to the whole song because basically it just talks about coming out of the dark. And a lot of times we're in that state of discouragement, puts us into depression, puts us in isolation. And in that song, it talks about, I can finally see the light now and it's shining on me. I hope that this podcast is a light on you, that it's shining upon you because God doesn't want you to remain stuck in whatever you're facing. But with whatever you're facing, I want you to know that you're not alone in this. There's a scripture that I love in Psalms 121, verse 2 and 3, and I'm only going to read verse 2, but it says, "My help comes from the Lord." Basically, God will meet you where you are at today in the midst of what you're facing. I want you to know that my prayer for you today is that you'd be able to apply some of these practical tools. And let's say you're not a religious person and you don't believe in God. I know that's what's helped me. Prayer is reaching out to others. Even when I was angry and went into that state of depression for 3 years, I would have people just randomly text me and saying that they were praying for me. One of the things that I actually tell some of my clients and friends and family is that even when you feel like you can't pray, I will hold up your arms and be praying and encouraging you and warring for whatever it is that you're facing today. A lot of times you need to do something for yourself, maybe going to the beach, going for a walk, kind of get you out of that discouragement. You may not change anything. You may still be facing the same thing once you come back from that walk, but at least you can renew yourself and talk to yourself and do some self. Maybe going on that walk will also help you to look at the situation that you're facing and what are your thoughts behind it? What is the emotion that you're feeling? What's the behavior? And it does cause some self-reflection and create an awareness. And maybe you're able to apply different tools to whatever you're facing to help you to cope and go through the season that you may be facing today. So in closing, just remember that you are not alone in this. To hold on and not quit. To know that God is with you and you're not alone in this. Or pick up the phone and call someone and let them know, hey, I just can't seem to get out of this funk. I'm so discouraged by these different things. Will you pray for me or will you come over or can we go and hang out? Don't stay stuck in what you're facing today. Call and reach out for help. And you know, this is why I do what I do. Because I wouldn't tell you to do something that I do not do myself or that I have not done. And this is why I love to help people. because I remember those hours where I felt hopeless, where I thought my situation will never change, where I thought this is really going to take the life out of me. And then I look back at those different situations today and I say, thank you, God. Thank you for providing the friends that I needed or the people that I needed to speak life to me, to help me with my disbelief, to help me with my anger, to help me with my depression. And I look back and I give God all the glory because I really thought that situation was going to take me out. And this is why I do what I do. Because I want to be here for you as well. I don't want you to have to face this on your own. And I want to encourage you that this too shall pass. If you've lost a loved one, if you're going through depression, if you've lost a job, or there's discord in your relationships, really seek other people that you want to mimic or that you desire to know, like, I don't know what it's like to be this way, but will you teach me on how to be that way? Will you teach me on not allowing to beat myself up or become hopeless in this? I promise you, it works if you take the very first step out to do something about whatever you're facing, even if it's just changing your thought process and your emotions and your behaviors. Thank you so much for tuning in. I pray that you would know how special you are, how beautiful of a person that you are. And remember, whatever you're facing, it's just part of the story. And one day you can look back at it and say, wow, I grew so much from this. This didn't take me out. And you'll learn to have compassion on others that are facing those hard moments because you can relate to them. And you can be that light in the midst of someone else's darkness. Until next time. I'll leave you with this quote that I found online. It says, when there's anger, there's always pain underneath. I really pray that this really touched your heart today. And if you know of anyone that is struggling with feelings of anger or that is really hurting today and needs to listen to this, will you help me to forward that to them? Remember, where there is anger, there's always pain underneath. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel? And go ahead and leave me a review. Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.